Minimal pairs. It's the existence of minimal pairs which enable linguists to build up a phoneme inventory for a particular language or a dialect. And minimal pairs are pairs of words whose pronunciation differs at only one segment, and they're often used in listening tests and pronunciation exercises. For example, sheep and ship. Don't consider the letters here, but think of the pronunciation sheep and ship. The only difference is the vowel sound. There's only one difference there, otherwise it's all the same. Lice, rice. The only difference there is the difference of one consonant at the beginning. Chinese and Japanese speakers, they cannot distinguish between lice and rice, unless they're more advanced in their English. L and R are not separate phonemes in these languages and some other ones. If you look at the sentence below, you should have heard them at the end of the game. Is it you should have heard them jeering at the end of the game? Is that what I said? Did I say jeering or did I say cheering? Most minimal pairs are more distinct than this particular example here, because here it's jeering and cheering. J and ch. How do they differ? Say them in your mouth. J. Ch. The only difference between jeering and cheering is, okay, they're different phonemes, but how are they made differently? The only difference is that with one of them, you have to vibrate your vocal cords to make it. So if you put your hand or your fingertips on your Adam's apple on your throat, and you say J, and then you say Ch, J, Ch, then you'll notice that J, as in jeering, there's a vibration of the vocal cords. This is a voiced consonant, and Ch, like in cheering, is not voiced, it's unvoiced. And this is the only difference between the two sounds. Now, Swedish is like this as well. I've had many a Swede terrorizing me about the difference between stjärna and stjärna, for example. And so this kind of difference exists in many languages. It's just that where it exists might differ.